A little snippet from the patriotic English hymn, Jerusalem. Get used to hearing that because 2012 is the year in which we celebrate the Olympics, European Football Cup and the Queen's Diamond Jubilee. However, that short musical interlude also introduces today's legend of Soho, the poet and engraver William Blake. Composed in 1916 by Hubert C. Parry, Jerusalem's lyrics are taken from Blake's poem, And Did Those Feet in Ancient Time. Blake was born in Broadwick Street on the 28th of November, 1757. Today this is an office building, but there is a commemorative blue plaque positioned on the wall. I'd like to think that Blake would be happy situated to Mazzala's own restaurant and the quirky clothes boutiques that line the surrounding street. Blake was considered by his contemporaries as quite insane, because Blake loathed religious orthodoxy and was an early advocate of social reform, and this is widely expressed in his art. Blake's London epitomised everything that was wrong with the world, and his indignation is captured in a vast compendium of poetry and art. The poem London, today found in the book Songs of Innocence and Experience, sees the city in all its darkness. I will quickly read this to you. I wander through each chartered street, near where the chartered tenders flow, and mark in every face I meet, marks of weakness, marks of woe. In every cry of every man, in every infant's cry of fear, in every voice, in every ban, the mind-forged manacles I hear. How the chimney sweepers cry, every blackening church appalls, and the hapless soldier's sigh runs in blood down palace walls. But most through midnight streets I hear how the youthful harlots curse, blast the newborn infant's tear, and blights with plagues the marriage hearse. But not to end on that serious note, the best and most fitting anecdote of Blake was that apparently a friend called to his house and found him sitting opposite his wife in the garden. Both were completely naked, reading Milton's Paradise Lost to each other. If that's true, then he surely has the Soho spirit within, a true legend of Soho. Blake died on the 12th of August, 1827, and is buried in the city.